City government, tax and planning commissions, and nonprofit board meetings, those settings naturally conjure mystery and romance? They do if you're Renee Kumor.
I've been on nonprofit boards for years. I've dealt with staff members who embezzled. I mean, that happens constantly. The issues of conflict of interest, just having a crisis of direction on the board and who wants to win and who doesn't. And I just decide that sometimes those crisis discussions could end in murder. What the heck?
Kumor is a grandmother of four in Hendersonville, building a second life writing what are called cozy mysteries. It's a genre mixing murder with modest romance. Deadly Politics is Kumor's 10th novel in her series set in the fictional small town of Riverbend.
My sex doesn't get that graphic because probably I don't know that much. I mean, as old as I am, I still don't know that much about it. But I do know a lot about nonprofits.
The best writers will tell you, write what you know about. And that's what Kumor has done. Kumor has served as a Henderson County commissioner and on the boards of the League of Women Voters and a local domestic violence shelter. In the 1980s, after writing some letters to the Hendersonville Times News, the editor offered her $10 a month to write a column about local issues. Soon, Kumor began taking some creative liberties, lending fictional twists on factual issues.
It got kind of dry about here's the audit and here's strategic planning and conflict of interest issues. So I created a little other world. When I wrote in dialogue, I felt I was able to teach a lesson without being boring.
Kumor was having fun with her column, but there was one minor problem. Her readers had no idea what she was talking about.
The new editor said to me, I don't want allegory. You can either write a straightforward column or quit writing. But there was no more dialogue in there anymore. So people would say to me, well, now I finally know what you're saying. And I went back to the editor and said, you were right.
Kumor was in her mid-60s when she took her first writing class at UNC Asheville. Soon, she outlined a series of books based around a character named Lynn Bowers, the executive director of a small nonprofit.
I missed writing dialogue. I had really had a lot of fun writing dialogue for my column. I sat down at my computer and started typing. And the next thing I knew, all these people were just there.
100 letters and many more emails to publishers went nowhere before a cousin in Key West led her to someone in publishing who wanted her manuscript. Kumor has a print-on-demand deal, and she and her daughter designed the book covers themselves, down to the photographs.
The publisher counts me under both romance and mystery, but he calls me a cozy mystery. There's no really obvious sex, because in my response to people who say, well, why not? Because I know they want to ask me why I'm not being real graphic. And I will say, because I don't see sex as a spectator sport.
Kumor has a spreadsheet where she has laid out 30 novels with plot points, events, and relationships, the romances, extended families, and crimes, so she can keep everything straight and consistent.
I can wake up in the middle of the night because these people want out. They want to talk about something. They have their own life. I can sit at my computer and type and not know where I'm going, but when I read something, I see where they wanted to go.
Life in Hendersonville hasn't changed a whole lot for Kumor, save for the occasional person who spots and stops her to say they've read her books. And Kumor could not care less that none of her twice-a-year royalty checks have reached $100.
Whether people want to read me or not, these characters want to be written about. I'm having fun, and so I guess you want to read me because you're going to miss the fun.
You can find her series, The Riverbend Chronicles, in the regional library system and online. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.